Welcome to the Cheering with Birgit podcast. This is the show where I empower you to face your fears so you can live your life to the fullest. I help you move through difficult moments and I explain you how the process of facing your fear and all the adventures and self-doubt that come with it are exactly what you need. I'll show you what you win by moving through your anxiety, problems and fears and how you will come out stronger and happier. And that's why I'm coming back to a situation where I was in 2014. This is in relation to the episodes Fight for Your Right in season 1, but you don't have to listen to them before listening to this episode. I'm simply highlighting it from another angle. The choices you have when you are in trouble. Are you just going to give up and be afraid or face your fear and come out stronger as a winner, whatever that may be for you? In this episode, I'm taking you back to the situation where I was being fired, although that was very hard to do, and the brutal game that was played with me and how I survived and thrived. Let's dive in. In this third podcast of season 2 of the Cheering with Birgit podcast, I am taking you back to 2014, the shittiest year of my life. Absolutely. The toughest, for sure. And I've been through quite some tough episodes, but I'd say 2014 made a mark. Why? Because that's where I had the choice to live my life as a sheep or become the lion that I really am. And why do I want to point this out again? Because I already made 2 podcasts in season 1 about this topic in Fight for Your Right. I want to point this out because this was the biggest breaking point in my life where I defined who I wanted to be for the rest of my life. Without that situation, I would not be here telling you this story. And I would probably become someone else. I would probably be somebody with low self-esteem, regret, and fighting for the fears I had. So let this podcast help you, because I know that you too have decisions to make in your life right now, private or in work. And sometimes it just seems that you don't have a choice, that there is no other way. But there is always another way. There's always a choice. You can always decide that you don't want to be a following sheep anymore, whatever the situation is. That you are a lion ready to roar. What happened in 2014? In 2014, I found myself in a position of everybody loving me, liking me in the company I was working for, that I was doing a great job in the London office, I was charismatic. And then we moved back to Amsterdam with that office. And within a month, I had such a terrible, terrible talk with my manager. And from being great, this and that was like, you're never going to make the billing on time. You're never going to make it. You're shit. You can't sell. You are not as good as you told me in your interview. Yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to go into details, but please, if you haven't yet, listen to the episodes Fight for Your Right. But those are the stories with the full emotions and how I fixed it. So I can definitely recommend it to you if this applies to you to listen to it again, even. Yeah. That was a moment and I was so shocked. And I was so surprised and I was so angry and I was so sad. And I started to doubt myself. I started to doubt myself so much that I was actually believing what he was saying and what they were thinking about me. Some people, not everybody. And I actually put myself in a sort of sheep mode, but I wasn't completely ready to give up, but I was devastated. And it took me over 2 months to really get out of the shit. I asked for help of some people. I pulled through. I did the unreasonable things they asked me. And still it wasn't good enough. He was still gonna go through with trying to fire me, although I had a permanent indefinite contract. That's not that easy in the Netherlands, lucky for me. And I'm smart. I worked in recruitment long enough to know what my rights are, legally, HR-wise. And it started showing that I was pulling through and I was actually working really hard. So people started to stick up for me again a bit. Trainers started to stick up for me, but still, inside, I was a mess. I was a mess. And I wasn't only a sheep, I became the black sheep. And I needed to be removed and fired. And I remember that breaking point. Because it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair at all. It was wrong. It wasn't false information that I got when I started this role. It was just... it was not okay that they were putting me in a position of the black sheep that costed too much money that needed to go. But in the first, I didn't speak up, and I thought I got there because I didn't speak up. And I thought if I just shut my mouth this time, because I was known for a person that had quite a big mouth in my previous companies, but I always made it happen. So, but I thought, okay, let me mature and shut up and learn. And they seemed so skillful and I could learn a lot, and they thought they were really good. And they were. It is a very good company. That's why I wanted to work there. But it wasn't right to put myself in the position of the underdog. Underdog, sheep, whatever. So I was fighting, but not in full strength. I was just delaying getting fired. And then, the breaking point. I was going to London. I was boarding the tube, the metro in Amsterdam, to go to the airport with my colleague. And actually, what should have been an exciting trip to London to see everybody again, to work a couple days in the office, seemed like my end of the line. But they letting me go anywhere and work there, because it's all with keeping up appearances. And I remember my mom on the phone and my father was in the back, and like, maybe they're right. Maybe I can't do this. Maybe I was wrong. I built up 2 markets, but maybe I can't do it. Maybe I can do financial service. And it was just on the breaking point. And in the plane, just staring out of the window, and I was crying. And yeah, it felt like I was losing everything, although I wasn't. I knew in a way I would, but it was just not. I wasn't ready to lose. And that evening went out with some colleagues. And then just before I went to bed, way too late, where I couldn't sleep very deep anymore because I have to wake up early from the hotel to go to the office, I had a sort of vision. And this was one of the first times in my life that happened. But I saw who I had to speak to. And that's the person that was going to help me get me out of the shit. And actually, that worked out. So I really recommend you to listen to that of season 1, the 2 episodes, Fight Me Right. He said, you have to stop crying. It's okay to cry, but don't cry in front of them because they would just perceive you as weak. I said, yeah, I also cry when I'm angry. I just shoot tears when I'm angry, like shooting fire from a gun. I shoot tears. And he said, you're gonna do this and this and this and beat them in your own game. And then that ignited the fire. I finally had a real plan and I start kicking ass. And that changed my attitude so much that I would just smack my fist on the table one day, and I said to my boss, that's not what we agreed on. That's not correct. That's not correct. That's not correct. You cannot fire me. And 3 weeks is not 3 weeks until you send me that by email. That's what we agreed on. You didn't send me yet, so the three weeks aren't starting yet. Understand that? That's not how this works. And he's like, no, it's 3 weeks. And then I said, 1.5 months, bam! Or something like that, or 4 weeks or five, I don't know. And now you're gonna see who I really am. And that's the turning point. That's where he saw me for who I really am. And that's where I decided to never, ever let somebody move my cheese like he did. Who the hell do you think you are? So if you can relate to this, think about a situation in your own life. Is there a place or a person that makes you feel small? Yes or no? Is there a situation that you really want to change but you just don't know how? Are you going to accept that or are you going to do something about it? That's my question for you. Because once I started believing in that, in myself, and everything started to change, and these small wins, and everything started changing, I made it. I put two deals through in another market, and I didn't follow his plan anymore. I followed my own plan, my own guidance, and I just did how I wanted to do it because I know best. And I did know best. Once I stopped listening to the bullshit that somebody else was forcing me to do, I was flying. I was flying so high. And a year after, I was in the top 25 worldwide. And there were only two people in the whole company that ever made it that far that were still working there. Everybody else, I think about 100 people, were removed like this. And yes, this is what the world is like. And I know you maybe don't want to see that. And if you have never had to see that, that means you're a lion already. Or you're a sheep and you're just looking the other way. It's up to you. It's kind of harsh. But I'm telling you this because we are all afraid and anxious when people threaten us or people make us do things that we don't want. And it hurts. It hurts so much. It hurts so deep and it's so uncomfortable. But what I've learned is that it's worth to pull through. It's worth it. Because I would have never forgiven myself if I would have accepted that bullshit. So my question to you is, what are you done with? What are you done being afraid of? What are you done of accepting? And start working on that. Okay? So this is the third and final episode of season 2. There might be a bonus in the future. And well, podcast 1 is really about self-belief. And how not being able to spit almost became a self-fulfilling prophecy for Nicole. Until she finally saw with my help that it wasn't like she thought it was. The second episode was about the regrets that my grandparents had just before dying. And about the top 5 regrets of the dying. And that's not how you want to end. And this third story, I told you this because this was the biggest change in my life. And no, I'm not fearless. I have fear and anxiety every day. But it's never as bad as it was then. Because I learned my lesson. And I refused to be a sheep. And especially a black sheep. And that's what I want for you. So if you want that too, or if you want to talk to me or need my help with anything, just book a 20-minute free call with me. See the link in the show notes or check out my website for the current offer I have for you right now and keep checking it because it's changing obviously later this year. And I am really here for you to help you move through your anxiety and fear. Because I want you to live your life to the fullest. Because there's no other life to live than yours. You are the superstar of your universe. Bear that in mind. And I'm going to leave you with this wonderful feeling that you can do it. And if you need my help, I'm right here. Have a great day or night. Bye.